That evening, I found myself flipping through channels, but I didn't really see the program that was showing. I felt like I was slowly suffocating in the long quiet of waiting. Waiting for something I didn't want to come, and yet there was always still a weight in the room, a presence of what was left of Gale. I feared the moment, having heard others relate their stories of losing loved ones. Not knowing what I would experience was more frightening. Would I feel her presence with me before she left? Would I only feel her absence? I felt like the Gale I knew was gone, but there was still the finality of it to come. I finally turned off the TV, and I've never heard such a deep silence in all my life as the one that filled the apartment. I knew, without getting up, she was gone. Tears filled my eyes before I stood, blurring my vision. I managed to take a breath through catches in my chest, then walked over to Gale. There was no sound of breathing. Her facial muscles were relaxed, more relaxed than I had seen since we were children. Her eyes were fully open, almost as if she'd been watching me and knew I would come and stand in exactly that place. The lines of worry and strain etched deep in her face from years of life were softened, and though her skin was absent of life, she appeared serene. Her burden was lifted from her. There would be no more suffering, no more sickness. Gale was in her eternal home without the cares of this world. I leaned over her and kissed her head and whispered, "Farewell, my love, until we meet again." Then I clasped my hands together and bowed my head. "Lord, thank you for the time you gave us. Thank you for this beautiful woman you gifted me. Keep her until I can be with her again. Amen." Then I wept quietly for Gale and for me. I touched her face, and it was pale, but there was still a trace of warmth. I waited some time before summoning the nurses. I needed that time, just me and her. After nearly 11 years of caring for Gale during her burden of dementia, 11 years of witnessing the decline, somehow the final days still came upon me unprepared. I don't think there were any symptoms or behaviors, any rate of deterioration that Gale could have exhibited that would have made me feel the impending end. The monster we fear is often a patient one, making sure its shadow slowly blocks out the sun, not making itself suddenly known. No matter how large it became or how close it approached, I kept my eyes turned away, but it was always there, like anything we force ourselves to avoid. In that sense, I had always felt its presence while avoiding its terrible gaze.